And we are running a poll on our Hit McKay and the Wit Sundays Facebook page at the moment, off the back of the tragic news yesterday afternoon that a man in his 30s lost his life to a shark attack at Sid Harbour. Should there be a shark cull? Would you support it? We've got 20% of the votes saying yes to a shark cull and 80% saying no.
Chris on 13, 12, 16, do you think there should be a shark cull?
No, I don't, but I think we really need to let all the people that are charting yachts know, you know, that it's there. It should be part of their skeds when they're doing skeds of the morning, when they're doing their briefing. People throw, I've been in Sid Harbour, people throw all of their barbecue rubbish overboard, all of their scrap.
Okay.
Are they emptying their toilets in there? Because I have seen people do that. They're not supposed to.
Right.
It's things that are encouraging sharks into the area that really need to educate people that are chartering yachts and cruising people.
That's a really, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's just, it's education.
Yeah, that's a really important point that you make there, Chris. I mean, obviously, I've never been to Sid Harbour, so I didn't know any of those things. But, yeah, if that's what people are doing in that area, well, then, yeah, what can we expect? Of course a shark's going to come around.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're asking them in.
Yeah.
I've sat on my deck at night and seen people swimming around their boats full of alcohol. They've thrown their scraps overboard an hour or so before.
Mm.
They're supposed to empty their toilets out in the passage going back into Able Point Marina or into Chute Harbour, but I have seen people emptying out tanks, full tanks of sewage in Chute Harbour. So, you know, it's an accident waiting to happen, and unfortunately someone's lost their life.
Mm.
It's just so sad, isn't it? I mean, look, there's every chance this poor victim had done, you know, absolutely nothing wrong, and
no,
was just, you know, enjoying a swim in the water. But I mean, the point that Chris makes is a really good one. So thanks for your call there, Chris.